Thank you for tuning in to the Prime Driven by the Best podcast. I'm your host, Dennis Davis. With me, I have one of our reefer operations supervisor, Mr. Jason Seymour. Today, we got Jason in here, and he's going to talk to us about the 2018 holiday initiative. So, Jason, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Dennis. I appreciate the opportunity. We want to talk about our 2018 Holiday Capacity Initiative. This is something that we've done for several years here at Prime. We really identified a need for our customers, or our customers really identified the need several years ago. You get into the fourth quarter, demand really picks up, and it's really a special time of year. People want to go home. They want to spend time with their families. Very understandable. But at the same time, we have to balance that with taking care of our customer commitments, right? These are the customers that take care of us 52 weeks out of the year, not just those 50 weeks of the year, and then everybody stops during the holidays. So we started this several years ago, and we structured it many different ways. You know, we started with a raffle concept and then expanded it. And really, at the request of our drivers, we've taken a lot of input from our operators over the years on how to best structure this with the goal of getting the most benefit for everybody involved, our customers, Prime as a company, and most importantly, our drivers, so that we all get the benefit that we need from this initiative over the years. So in 2018, what we're going to do is we're looking at the for our lease operators. All right, we'll start there because we've got a couple of different programs, depending on whether you're lease or company. But for our lease operators, we're looking at the Friday before Christmas, which is Friday, December the 21st, and that's going to run through Wednesday, January the 2nd, so a 14-day period of time. If you are in available or dispatch status for that 14-day period of time, again, Friday, December 21st through Wednesday, January the 2nd, you'll receive a $750 bonus. If you're a company A seat and you stay out for the entire month of December, which is December 1st through December 31st, and again, that's in available or dispatch status, you will receive a $750 bonus. Now, for the company folks, we kind of split that up. For the ones that want to run the whole month, which a lot of them do, right? They want to kind of stay out there running when freight is strongest, and they'll take their time off in January. So if they stay out the whole month, they get $750. For those that maybe have something planned and they're just available or dispatched for that 14-day period of time, which is the 21st through the 2nd, the same as lease operators, they'll receive $375. And for our co-drivers, whether you're a B seat or a C seat that's out on a company truck or a lease truck, and you're available for that 14-day period of time as well. Everything really is running, or most everything is running, from the 21st through the 2nd. That's going to be the heavy time for our customers. That'll be an additional $375 as well. That's in addition to the co-driver guarantee that is really already in place, okay? So that's in addition to the guarantee. So we really got a couple of different programs, regardless of whether you're a lease operator, whether you're a company driver, company A seat team, co-driver that's out there, you know, working on getting your training miles completed so that you can upgrade. There's something in it for you, regardless of what your status is.
Now, just for full disclosure, this is only for the reefer division, correct?
That is correct. When you look at the other two divisions and their freight cycles, when you look at the supply and demand, the need for them to really do something like this really isn't there. But I will say that, you know, we really haven't had anybody take us up on this that I'm aware of. But if there's a flatbed driver out there or a tanker driver out there that has some reefer experience, or, you know, has hauled a refrigerated trailer before and you want to participate, then we can probably work something out to allow you to come over and participate during that 2-week period of time. We've thrown that out to Jim and Brett in the other two divisions, and like I said, we really haven't had anybody take us up on it yet, but we would be open to try to work something out.
Well, that's excellent. So let's say that we've got an operator out there that's kind of on the fence. They're trying to decide, and, you know, you have to have that tough conversation with folks at home, whether to stay out or go home? What are some advice you would give to that operator?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, the first advice would be just to really communicate with the people that are important in your life. And there I'm talking first about your family, right? You know, your wives, your husbands, your, you know, your kids, your moms, your dads, you know, those, and I think the fleet manager needs to be included in there as well. You know, when you think about the relationship between a driver and their fleet manager, that really should mirror any other relationship that a person has in their life. I mean, that's in most cases, that's the person that the driver talks to the most. And when you think about the, sometimes those lines get blurred between personal life and business life and everything, you know, it's just tough to separate them sometimes. So I think, you know, part of it is the financial end of it, right? You know, the good thing is that really 2018 has been a record year for Prime. And when I say Prime, I mean for our drivers, as well as the company, you know, most importantly for our drivers. When you look at our drivers' earnings this year over last year, I mean, they're up considerably in all divisions. That's reefer, flatbed, and tanker, you know, solo and team, lease and company. You know, our rates are up. Our capacity remains extremely tight. Demand remains extremely high. My advice would be, you know, the old adage, make hay while the sun's shining, right? Mm-hmm. We know this is here now. If you listen to, you know, Robert and Steve and Pat and some of these guys that have been in the business for 30 and 40 years, they will say they have never seen it like this, ever seen it like this. And I believe them. I mean, I've been here for 22 years and I've never seen it like this. The question is how long is it going to last? Right? Exactly. How long is it going to last? Is it going to last another 6 months? Is it going to last another year? Is this the new normal? We don't know. But I think to really look at it from a logical numbers-based standpoint as much as you can and balance those things and take advantage while we can is the key. So I think, you know, especially with the unknown of the future, I think that's the way we would like people to lean. But again, you know, you get around the holidays, it's a very special time of year. I mean, I want to spend time with my family. I know our drivers want to spend time with their families too. So it's really about finding that balance. And I would suggest if you can stay out the full 14 days, that's awesome. You know, we would love to pay you the bonus. But even any, you know, any extra load, you know, one more load, you know, really can make a difference in the profitability and what you can do for your future and really setting the stage. You know, that's really what this is about, is setting the stage for 2019. And that's really what started this was, it was back in a time when, you know, things weren't as good as they are right now. And part of this was a pretty major investment on Prime's part, you know, this is money that Prime pays our operators over and above the rates on the loads. It was probably about $1.5 million or somewhere in that range. You know, really, that was an investment because we recognized that, hey, when January, February, March rolls around, if we don't do something, it could be a little rough. And so we recognized our customers' need during that two-week period of time in December when things are really busy. And so we viewed that as an investment, and it pays off because those customers, they're going to go back to, they're going to remember who helped them out during this time of year, right? And these aren't primes, these aren't my customers, these are the driver's customers. You guys and gals are the ones that see them and face them every day and best sales force in the industry, really. And so the better job we do taking care of them now in their time of need, the better that they're going to take care of us in our time of need. And I think that's been a really good partnership when you look at our customer base, especially our top 10 or top 15 customers, you know, with the capacity that we get. And especially with regard to the rates, you know, our rates are just, through the roof compared to where they were a year ago. Yeah.
So what do you say to the driver that, you know, absolutely wants to be a part of this initiative? They just have one request. Tuesday, December 25th, 4 p.m., I want to spend 3 hours with the family. We're going to have dinner, and then I can roll again.
Man, that is a very reasonable request, and we're going to do everything we can to accommodate every one of those. What that really comes down to, in my opinion, is efficient planning between you, the driver, and your fleet manager and our sales staff. Inevitably, every year we have situations come up where we maybe didn't plan properly and we land a person at home a day or two ahead of when they really want to be there. And you know, with Christmas being on a Tuesday this year, you start thinking about what that looks like from shipping and receiving schedules. You know, are people going to close up on Friday night and not reopen until Wednesday? Or who's going to be open, who's not going to be open, what hours are they going to be open? So it really gets down to some pinpoint precision planning the closer you get to that time, so that you, number one, don't get there too late, obviously, right?
Right.
And most importantly, but you also don't want to get there too early, right? Because you may be faced with a situation where, you know, just for example, you live in Pennsylvania and you want to be in Pennsylvania on Tuesday, you know, for a half a day to spend time with your family, roll through. And if you're in Pennsylvania on Saturday, we may not have, you know, option one might be just go home, right? Well, that's, you know, Saturday to Sunday to Monday to Tuesday, that's between 2 and 3 days of lost productivity, right? That defeats the whole purpose of what we're trying to accomplish. But option two might be, well, we can send you out to, you know, over to Illinois to pick up this load that might pay a ton of money, right? And our customer needs it hauled and we need to cover it, but that doesn't balance with the driver's needs from a family standpoint. So it really comes down to just efficient communication and efficient planning on, here's what I really want to have happen. Here's the earliest time I want to be home. Here's the latest time I can be home. And I feel like in most cases, we do a pretty good job of accommodating those, especially this time of year, because we recognize that it's important. I mean, it's a special time of year for a lot of different people and a lot of different reasons. And that means it's important to us. You know, our drivers are the ones that support my family. And so we're going to do everything we can to ensure that we support them.
Again, this has been Dennis Davis with the Prime Driven by the Best podcast with Reefer Operations Supervisor Jason Seymour. Jason, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.